This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Wednesday is a big day for comics across the country. It's when new issues hit store shelves. So when I was in Los Angeles last, I stopped by Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. The first thing you notice when you walk in is how many different comics there are. Got to be thousands in there. There are the old standbys like Spider-Man. There's a lot of anime. There's even Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I had no idea that was still around. And all over the place, there's comics-related stuff. There are figurines and toys, giant posters, cardboard cutouts. And a few employees are in the back, sorting through all the boxes that have just come in, the new shipment of comics. Francisco Dominguez runs the place with his brother. They're originally from Chile, and they opened Meltdown Comics in 1993. And since bookstores of all kinds are pretty much in decline these days, the first thing I asked Francisco is how hard it is to run a comic book store in 2014.
Digital media is killing us. You know, just like record stores, people started downloading music, now they're downloading books and comics. And that's taken effect, but it's not the same as it used to be.
How thin are the margins on a comic book? In other words, when you sell one, what's the margin?
Well,
like?
After the overhead, no, not much. Books, you know, they sell for $2.99. And it costs us 40% of that, you know. We're not making much after employees, lights, and, you know, being on Sunset. Rent's not cheap. We're trying to run a skeleton crew because it's just hard times, you know.
Who shops here, if you could characterize that?
25 to 45-year-olds. That's
repeat
mainly
customers,
that's
people
repeat
you've
customers.
Seen before.
A lot of them, they've been coming around here for years. We've seen a lot of them grow up, so which is, you know, it's fun to see. You know, before they were little kids, now they're, you know, they're coming in with their kids. And hopefully, you know, it keeps going like that.
And just another facet of that, if you can buy a comic book online, is that detracting from people who would have come in here to buy it in the past? In other words, I can get it shipped to my house. Why would I come in?
Right. I mean, that's happening a lot. But, you know, just like I said, there's people that still like holding a book, people that still like turning the page. And, you know, we're trying to get those people to come in. You know, we're trying everything that we could. You know, we have a comedy venue in the back. You know, that attracts more people. Now we started taking cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and Dogecoin. So we're taking those, too. So trying to get that crowd to come in. We got to keep it fresh. It's like vegetables. You know, you got to keep turning them around or else, you know, it just gets rotten and people forget and people don't like it anymore or want it anymore.
To keep the store fresh and to find new sources of revenue, Meltdown made a new push this year. Francisco introduces us to a guy with a title you wouldn't normally associate with a comic shop.
My name is Justin Sewell. I'm the director of New Media.
Justin says at first, Meltdown was grappling with how to battle the web for survival, and now it's using the web as its strongest weapon.
The key word right now is experience, experiential marketing. You know, and it's not enough anymore to have a line out the store. They want the buzz. They want the cool factor on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, YouTube, Twitch. Fans in Terre Haute, Indiana can be part of the fun here in Hollywood. And what we found is people watching online suddenly are like, this has become a destination. Like, I got to go to L.A., I got to see the Grauman's Chinese Theater, I got to see Venice Beach, and I got to see Meltdown Comics.
And you've got them. You've got people who are from across the country who go to your site.
Across the country and around the world, we have a lot of people in South American countries and Portugal and Spain, and a lot of this, you know, kind of some of the BRIC countries are getting into comics.
These are the emerging markets.
Now they're discovering all the comics that we've taken for granted for 50, 60 years.
It isn't clear how this will affect Meltdown's future, if the store will continue to be successful, but Francisco says he hopes he'll figure out a way to make it work.
This is a kind of our legacy. So
you see it as that?
Yeah. I mean, 20 years at it. But hopefully it'll stick around for another 20 years. You know, we're trying everything that we can. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll stick around for 20 more.
Francisco Dominguez and his brother run a store called Meltdown Comics in Hollywood.